So this week we're going to read a little bit about something called Vidoy Meiser. My fond memories of this parsha is I laid it for one of my three bar mitzvah parshios on Labor Day in 1985. Right. So there's something called Vidoy Meiser, which is a very, very interesting concept. Some of the notes. And what is Vidoy Meiser? It says ki sechal laser is called Meiser to us. When you finish all your Meiser, b'shana hashlishis shnas ha Meiser, the year of the Meiser, v'nasati lelevi lager liyosim v'almani, you've given out your Meiser ani, v'achlu b'sha'arecha v'saveu. Then there's this declaration afterwards. V'amart lefnei Hashem elokecha, you say in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. I have taken out all of the hektish from my house. And Rashi comments, what have you done? And he says also, "V'gam nasati lelevi lager liyosim almanu v'chol mitzvasecha asher tzivisani lo avarti mitzvasecha v'lo shachachti." I've done the entire mitzvah, and I have forgotten nothing. Right? I've done everything I'm supposed to do when it comes to separating the trumos and the maestros. I've given everything to the Levi. I've given everything to the Ani. I've given everything to the Kohen. I've given everything that I'm supposed to do. This is what's called Vidoy Meiser. Now, the term Vidoy is traditionally associated with something that I've done wrong, and yet here, this is a Vidoy Meiser. Of something that Vidoy Meiser is really something I've done correct. I've done everything I was supposed to do. I've given to the Levi, I've given to the Ger, I've taken out, I didn't forget anything, etc., etc. So it's very, very strange that the Torah uses the words Vidoy to describe something positive that you have done. Traditionally, we use the term Vidoy for something that you have done wrong. You know, we're all familiar with what we're going to start Motzei Shabbos, which is the Vidoy and the confession and the term confession. Unfortunately, most of us think directly of another religion, where they go in front of a priest and they start giving confession. But really, our form of confession, this vidoy, is we articulate everything that we have done wrong over the course of the year and in hopes of forgiveness. The Rambam articulates this in... I learned with my son this week, so we learned the first Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. And here, the first Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, if you pay very careful attention, probably the mitzvah, again, there's so much ink spilled over this. This is not really the topic for today, as to what exactly is the mitzvah of tshuva. Is there a mitzvah of tshuva? But clearly, vidoy plays a large role, where it says, "Kol mitzvah shebetorah benasav elosasei im avar adam al chasmen." If a person violates one, whether it's shadon shkaga kisha yaase tshuva, whatever that. Much ink has been spilled on those two words. When a person decides to do tshuva v'yashem mechato and return from his sin, chayv lezvados, he must do vidoy. Lefnei akel baruchu, shenever isha isha ki yasu, v'zvadu es chataos, he has to confess his sins, asher asu, ze vidoy dvarim. That's the words of vidoy dvarim, which the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva. And even in the Koteres, where he describes what the mitzvos are, he says there's mitzvah achas, v'ushu yashu v'achote, the person should sin, mechato'o, lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, v'yizvada. And confess. So it sounds like that everything is building towards vidoy on some level. So what's pshat that vidoy is a confession when here it's for something that I've done correct? So I'm going to give two outs, and then we'll really get to the heart. But really, the Sforno gives the simplest answer. The Sforno is, which you don't have in front of you. Well, he says the Sforno says something which I heard from Rabbi Friend initially. In 1994, I remember that because it was one of the on a tape deck, and I was speaking at somebody's offer when he got married in 94. So I assume when I said this Torah, so the Sforno says that it's very simple. It used to be, he says, what is the reason why we have to give Meiser to the Levi? Really, every home is supposed to have somebody who's involved in Klei Kodesh. Ella, what happened? What happened? There was the Chet HaEgel. And because there was the Chet HaEgel, the only Shevet that didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel was Shevet Levi. So because Shevet Levi didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel, they were rewarded and became the holy tribe, which meant that they were the only ones who were going to get this stuff. You was supposed to be in the ideal situation. Who were supposed to be Yisrael, Kohanim and Levim? It was supposed to be the Bechors. That was what it says. Sorry, Eli. You know, it wasn't supposed to be you, but not sorry. You're the one who did what you're supposed to do. Because of the sins that we have done, it's been removed to us, the avodah mebuchadnezzar, shalahem, ayu ru'uyos, trumos and maisers. We're supposed to have trumos and maisers. Kamru ve'etame osam b'matanosim bevir al pet kol pet arechem, etc. etc. Supposed to be all the bechor. V'zel vidoy maiser. That's why it's called vidoy. It's confession for the maiser, because the maiser was never supposed to leave our house. It was supposed to stay. You give it to the bechor. Again, I always wonder, like, we don't like to bring trumas and maisers into homes where there's parents, you know, like by a, like a daughter-in-law, we don't like her to bring it to her parents' house because they might eat from it. But here, apparently, there was no concern on a global level. There'd just be one person in each home who was the truma eater. So that's how the Sforno gets out of the problem. But that's really ducking the issue, because seemingly this vidoy is something that is positive. So we're going to build towards understanding what vidoy is. And if we understand what vidoy is, then we'll have, hopefully have some sort of answer. It should enhance our vidoy, and it should enhance relationships, and then we'll have an answer to the question. But that's just, again, as for the truth purposes of us, we should know that there is such a sforno. There's also another opinion out there. I forgot who it was. It was, quote, I saw it quoted. Ephraim Goldberg put out a packet today on vidoy, and I saw it. He quoted somebody, and Rabbi Goldberg from Boca Raton. I forgot who it was. And he just says that we're saying vidoy not only on averos, but you also say on mitzvos that you don't do perfectly. Right? It's valid we do mitzvahs, but not every mitzvah is done perfectly. Sometimes mitzvahs are, you know, you do it not with the same alacrity, with the same zeal that you're supposed to, and therefore there is, even though there's a mitzvah that you have done, there's no such thing as a perfect mitzvah. Could you imagine this morning? I remember during one of the halukas, I did not have perfect kavanah. So, Nebuchadnei, I have what to say vidoy. Okay. So, let's understand what vidoy is. And after we understand what vidoy is, and what the mahalach is, and what the svaras are, then we'll be able to tie it back into this. Okay. So, next week's parsha. Yitzav Vayelech. Is it one parsha or two parshas this year? Yitzavim is one. Yitzavim, yeah. Smart. My bar mitzvah, that was the one I saved for my bar mitzvah parsha. See, I pulled the weasel move. Pinchas was my bar mitzvah parsha. That was 100 and something. 70, that was a lot of psuk. Right? 150 something, whatever. Too long. Kisavo, I laid on Labor Day, just the Rishon, little Rishon and Shani that year. And then I laid Yisav with the whole parsha. 40 psukim. That was more up my alley. Yeah. It says, look at, so it says in Yisav and Paraglamic, yeah, mitzvah zos, this mitzvah, which could be referencing Torah, could be referencing tshuva. Asher nochi b'tzav chayom lo neflesi him imchav lo rechoki. It's not far from you, it's not separated from you, lo b'shamayim hile more, it's not up in Shemayim, mi ale lanu ha-shamayma, v'yikach alanu v'yishmenu ha-sav v'nasa, right, it's not up in Shemayim, v'lo mei v'le yam, it's not distance from you anymore, v'yavar lanu ha-sever ha-yam, it's not on the other side of the sea, v'yikach alanu v'yishmenu ha-sav v'nasa, just do it. Why? Kikar ve'lecha adav v'mo yonim, because this is very close to you, b'ficha, it's in your mouth, u'bilvavcha, and it's in your heart, la'sosu. Okay? So we're saying that this mitzvah is not far away, but rather it's mamish part of you. So if you skip to the fourth line, what does that mean, it's part of you? So I apologize. Whenever I use the online version of the byline, when I copy and paste, the spacing does not come out perfect. So sometimes you see these words, and it's not perfect. He says, Vatam lemor. Why does it say? You know, the whole beginning is discussing, what is he talking about? Is he talking about Torah? Is he talking about tshuva? Let's assume he's talking about tshuva. What does it mean, b'ficha b'vavcha l'sosa, why is it not far from you? V'atam le'mor. Ki im yeh nidachacha b'ksei ha-shamayim. If it was far away from you on the Shemayim, v'ata b'yad ha-amim, and you were, let's say, in the other nations of the world, and you were trapped, tucha l'ashuv al-Hashem, v'lasos t'chol asher anochi mitzav chayu. You could still do exactly what you're supposed to do. Ki ein adav nifla v'roch m'yumemcha. Because this is not distance from you. I will carve lechem od la sosa b'chol itz b'chol makom. You could do tshuva wherever you are. Why? Because it's in your mouth. It's in your heart to do. Shehizvadu es avona. Wherever you are, your mouth comes with you. You never lose your mouth. The concept of vidoy cannot be far away because your mouth is always with you. Ve'es avon avosam b'fihem. V'yashuva b'livam el Hashem. Meaning, it's a sequence of events. The first thing that has to happen is there's a vidoy. We'll see why shortly. There's a vidoy. That gets you going. And once you get going, that's going to make you return to your heart. HaTorah la'asosu l'doros kasher. Then you'll accept the point. So atu v'necha b'chol avavecha. But where? It's a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah begins with the mouth. B'fichu b'vavcha. What does it mean? It's not far away from you. Why? Because your mouth is always with you. So when you say it's not far from you, because you're always with your mouth. Okay. So that's what the Ramban is establishing. Vidoy is the mitzvah of tshuva. And Vidoy is similar to what possibly the Rambam could be saying. And he's saying that Vidoy, tshuva is always easy to do. It's not, he doesn't say it's easy. He says it's not distant from you. Why? Because your mouth is part of you. Your mouth is tshuva. How so? Through Vidoy. Okay. Let's see what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Let's move a little bit. The Sefer HaChinuch, the first answer we're going to develop later, the second one we're going to look at now, he gives two reasons for the mitzvah of teshuva. We're commanded, he calls vidoy a mitzvah. When we have regret on them. Right? We say these words. Avazi, pashati, the mitzvah vidoy is to explicate verbally exactly what the sin is. And the kapara will be, as long as he, depending on the amount he extends. What's the reason for the mitzvah? Ah, oh, let's get moving. Says the Shor Shei Mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. You ready? Lefi, this is, I think, a very important idea. When you open up and say what the aver was, Tizgale machshavas hachote. It reveals the thought of the sinner, v'da'ato, and what is on his mind, shumamin be'emes, that it's true, and he believes it. Meaning, if I believe something but never say it, do I really believe it? Kigalav yudu lefnei HaKel Baruch Hu kol ma'aseyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything we're thinking, everything we're saying. And we can't do anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't see. Gam mitoch haskaras hachet bifrat. So too, when we mention what the sin is, specifically, u'biznachnu halav, and we feel bad for it, then what's going to happen? Yizoher mimenu yoser pamacheres labalya mikshol nikshol. Well, we're going to prevent ourselves from doing it again. Because nobody wants to sound like an idiot. If I got up in front of a group and I say, I won't do it again. Now today, it's not so true, right? But if I get up and say something in front of other people and I verbalize it, that's going to make it much more difficult to do the Aveira again. I'm going to probably not do it again. Therefore, it's going to be accepted more from Hashem. So he says two things in the Sefer HaChinuch. The first is, it reveals what I want. If I didn't say it, right, then maybe I think it, maybe I don't. It doesn't reveal it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. It reveals it to me, sort of. It makes it real. It makes it more impactful. We'll see what the Rav Soloveitchik says in a moment. The second thing he says is what vidui is, it makes it that it's much harder to go back on, because once you say it, it's very hard to go back. And this is going to piggyback in Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says in the Siri, you know what's important of vidui is? Vidui is the first step in the tshuva process. The first thing I have to do is vidui. Then there's Kabbalah Asid, there's Harata. But the first step is vidui. Why is vidui the first step? Because if you didn't do anything wrong, what do you have to do tshuva for? Right? I had a terrible ma'aseh this year. I can't give the specifics, but there was somebody, an associate, who did something that was terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. Fine. A week goes by, I don't hear from him. Merkel Zion, the guy. Finally, like in June, I got an email explaining that he's sorry. I read the email like 10 times and I couldn't figure out what was bothering me about this email. And then I figured it out. He never said the words, I was wrong. So like, what is he saying sorry for? There's no tshuva. I couldn't call the person back. I will call him back. One of my things I have to do next week before Rosh Hashanah is have this conversation. But I couldn't wrap my fingers around it. What was bothering me? Yeah, you could say sorry, Hashanah. Rav Hirsch says, without uttering the words, I was wrong, all of tshuva is meaningless, because that's the first step, because we trick ourselves in our mind with cognitive dissonance that we could always say, there's always these factors as to what I did. Everybody has done it. You know, I took an extra dollar from the machine because, but everybody's justified something along the way. But once you come out and say and verbalize the aveira that you have done, that's the end of all justifications. So says Rav Hirsch, that's, I think, the second answer in the Sefer HaChinuch, where he says, once you've said something, you're much less likely to do it again. Why? Because Rav Hirsch. When Rav Hirsch says, you say those words, so now you've admitted you've done something wrong, you've owned it, so now you can move ahead from it. But if you've never owned it, of course you're going to repeat it. You haven't done anything wrong. How many of us have done that? I said, we've all done that. This is why Vidoy is critical in the whole process. It doesn't help us out with Vidoy Meiser. But that's the second answer to the Chiddush. The first answer we're going to get back to, this idea of making yourself revealed in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik says something marvelous. Look at this Gemara in Ksubis, and then you'll see what Rav Soloveitchik. You cannot see what Vidoy is. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kaf Dalet, one of the most interesting Gemaras. It's all about when Rebbe passed away. And there's all kinds of conversation about Rebbe dying and what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Lemaise, one of the interesting factors that happened on that day is Hahu Yoma Dinach Nafshe the Rebbe. On that day, the Rebbe died. Gazer Rabbanan Tainisu Bay Rachami. The Rabbanan made Xera that you should have a Tainis and we should daven for Amri. They said the following: Kol Man the Amr Nach Nafshe the Rebbe. Whoever says Rebbe died, Yidaker Becherah, should be stabbed with a sword. What's the pshat in this Gemara? If you don't say it, it never happened. If you don't say Rebbe died, he's still alive. Aye. Rebbe's not breathing. No. Right? It's a way of disassociating yourself. When I was a kid, my father would, we'd have the internet. Biggest brachas ever. But whenever my father would come home from work, he would bring home the newspaper. So I would read the newspaper to read about the night, the games from the night before. I didn't know the statistics, right? Can you imagine such a world we live in? It was 24 hours before I knew what happened the night before. I knew win, loss, but that's it. If my team lost, I didn't read the article. I would, because it never happened. If you don't talk about it, it never happened. Very often, there's a crazy video online now about sweeping things under the rug. I forget the name of the organization. It's an organization where, they talk about abuse within a home and various abuses. I forget the name of the organization, but somebody sent it to me. It was a very disturbing video. I couldn't get through it, where the brother is abusing his little sister. And the mother sees it, but instead of doing something about it, she sweeps dirt under a rug. She's literally sweeping something under the rug. And like, this keeps happening and happening until the rug is like up to God knows where. The table's so high that they're under the table that everything comes crashing down at the end. But if you don't talk about it, it doesn't happen. Says Rav Soloveitchik. Thus is what Vidoy is. Talking about it makes it real. Now it's on the agenda. If I don't talk about it, it's not real. So that's Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in Vidoy. If you talk about it, you make it real. Numbers with the Sefer HaChinuch, with Rav Hirsch, and we have Rav Soloveitchik. But we still don't have a pshat. This doesn't help us with Vidoy Meister. So I want to share with you, it's nice to know about Vidoy, Rav Pinkus. Rav Pinkus has a beautiful Torah on Vidoy. And he asks a series of questions about Vidoy. And then through this, I think really we could tie in different things together. He says, the Maisa Vidoy, we say Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. Okay? We don't do it privately, but rather we do it in the midst of Shmon Esrei always. It's always in the middle of Shmon Esrei. We say Ribbono, right in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's never divorced. Ribbono Shlom Chatasi Avisi Pashati Asi Chapukach, and we always put it in Shmoneh Esrei. Why is it there? So we have to understand. Also, we have this notion of Vidoy. That's Vidoy Maestris by Trumas of Maestris. Furthermore, he asks another question. Why is it that the focus, seemingly of the Rambam, and all the other places, that if you're marbe in vidoy, if you increase saying vidoy, that's a good thing? Shouldn't it be increasing your harata, your kabbalah la'asid? If the vidoy is only an expression of sin, what is so important about this vidoy? What's going on here? That he has this idea, whatever, he has a medrash that only happens there to show. But the Milsil Sisharim, right, it's all about the Akiris HaRatzon. That's the whole idea of tshuva, is undoing your old Ratzon. So listen to what he says. He says, what is Vidoy? And this is the crux of what I want to get at today. He says like this. He says, Vidoy is really opening up the conversation of a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the context of sin, then it's a charata on our sins. In the context of our mitzvos, we're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're expressing to him our love for him. Vidoy is not necessarily an expression of one's shortcomings, but rather vidoy is an expression of his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it could come out in one of two ways. It could come out as part of, I feel terrible about what I've done to you, but you're expressing, I feel terrible about what I've done. And therefore that's an expression. It could come out as an expression of, look at what I've done. Lo avarti mimenu, v'arti es HaKadosh ben HaBayis. You're supposed to say positive things to your people you're in a relationship with. I'm looking for the language. He says, "Ube'emes es etzem ha'inyan shel vidoy matzinu below shayches l'chait klal." He says it doesn't have to do with the sin. Ela mahuso shel vidoy hu lavo l'pnei hasheni. The idea of vidoy is coming in front of the second party v'leshochichimo b'dvarim hamekarim es alev, to speak to them words of the heart. What's the pasuk we use from Navi to speak about what is vidoy? Kechu imachem devarim. Take with you these words. So sometimes they're words of appeasement and sometimes they're words of love. Vidoy is an expression. It's not necessarily a confession. It's an expression. So we go back to our original question. Why is it called vidoy meiser? Because this vidoy meiser is an expression of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Yom Kippur, it's a vidoy. Why? Because it's an expression of the guilt that we're feeling. We're feeling terrible for what we have done. We now have to repair that relationship. That's what vidui is. This is why it's part of Shmoneh Esrei, because what's Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei is the Amida in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the place in which, what is Shmoneh Esrei all about? According to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the Sefer on the Rambam, he explains that the idea of Amida, of the Shmoneh Esrei, is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and engaging in conversation, even if you don't necessarily understand the words, but it's expressing yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a direct dialogue. This is what Vidoy is. That's what Vidoy is all about. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch is writing his first thing, I believe. He says, Lefi, Shebodas Ha'ovin Bepet Tizgalim Machshavas Achote. I revealed my thoughts. I'm expressing myself. It shouldn't say, very often, I have a thought about another party. I really like them, but I never say anything. So I think that's so weird. They're not expressing their love back to me. Hello? Part of being in a relationship is expressing yourself. If one doesn't express themselves in a relationship, that relationship is doomed. Everybody knows that communication is critical to all relationships. But it's not just communication. It's about expressing, A, the positives, B'yarti es HaKodesh min HaBayis, and B, it also means expressing, your inadequacies. I know with children it's so true, right? With children, the kid comes home with a report card, and they're all A's. You see it at night, and they go to school the next day, and then you forget about it, then you move on, and it's 3 days later. So that's not a good thing. If you are proud of somebody, you have to actually communicate that. Without the communication, without that expression, in chinuch especially, telling somebody how you feel about them, that is a recipe for a disaster relationship. I'll never forget, I'm quoting 1999 a lot today, but in 1999 we had Rachel Pill, she spoke in Mutti Gottlieb's backyard. It was a parent event, and I went, and we used to have these things for parents on Memorial Day. So she said, every day you have to tell your kids you love them. She says, for your little kids, when they go to sleep at night, after they're sleeping, you can tell them you love them. And for your teenagers, before they wake up in the morning, you can tell them you love them. So at the time, I'm like, kids are going to sleep later than me. I said, when is that going to happen? But, you know, that was a long time ago. Now they always sleep later than me. But, you know, now they're all sleeping before me. So now it took me a while to figure that out. But the idea, you always have to express how you feel. That's what it's about. That's what this time of year is about. This time of year about where Vidoy plays a central role, because it's critical to express yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because just having the thoughts in your head is not enough. When you reveal them, it moves you as well. If you just keep it inside, then you're not moved. How do you move yourself? Sometimes you have to articulate it. After you articulate it, you're moved. So that's the notion here of Vidoy. That's what the notion is, and that's why we have to say Biarti es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called the Vidoy. Not only because the Sforno says, because of what we did wrong years and years or years ago, but because by expressing ourselves, that's changing us and reshaping us. Not expressing it, it didn't happen, as Rav Soloveitchik says. So the opposite is true. If we do express it, it is part of us. It is real, and it makes it much more real. So Vidoy plays a central role to increase our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, and also with our spouses, with our children. We have to actually verbalize these words, because if we verbalize these words, then it makes our relationships that much more real. It should be a good year for all of us.